This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Soldiers from Fort Carson are among the 8,500 U.S. troops preparing for potential deployment to Ukraine if Russia invades. The Pentagon says it's lining up units from bases across the country, including medical and aviation support, as well as combat formations. The troops are part of a broader NATO response force, but the Pentagon says the alert does not mean the units have been fully activated. Almost a third of Colorado restaurants have received requests for mental health services or resources from their employees in the past year. That's according to the state's Restaurant Association. So one restaurant group, Bonanno Concepts, came up with an innovative response. It hired its own full-time mental health clinician on staff.
I was just overjoyed when I found out that this program was starting. It has been a really important option and a resource for our team.
That was Abby Hoffman, the general manager of the Denver restaurant French 75. The full-time mental health staffer does one-on-one counseling, group sessions, and mediation, as well as helping the company's 400 employees learn ways to cope with stress. Employees at a Denver Starbucks have agreed to vote on whether or not to unionize. The group filed its petition with the National Labor Relations Board yesterday. This adds Denver to the growing list of U.S. cities where the coffee chain's workers are seeking to organize. Workers say they're worried about store safety and have concerns over scheduling and wage levels. A store in Superior is also organizing a union election. You're listening to CPR and KRCC. Yes, today is Friday. I had actually forgotten myself. This hour will start with Here and Now. And in about 20 minutes on Here and Now, we'll talk about when gaming meets Hollywood.